T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
So what have you done so far today to be nice to someone? Remember, it is 143 Day NPA. We're going to talk about it throughout this day. At some point, I'm hoping I have a little time where you can call me and tell me what you did to be nice to someone, what you did to just make someone's day go a little smoother, go a little better. You know, yesterday we talked with the gentleman, Mr. Wilson, who beat out Darlene Harris, city council. And, you know, I have covered Darlene since her days on the Pittsburgh, of all places, the Pittsburgh School Board. So Darlene has definitely been a part of this community for a long, long time. I forget how many years. Oh, she is the longest serving member on city council. But she tells the Tribune Review she doesn't have any regrets about what happened yesterday. She also says that her opponent, who won, got a lot of union support. They did a lot of door knocking. And somewhere in the future, we're going to talk about what it takes to run a campaign, win a campaign. But right now, we're going to go back to a subject that I mentioned earlier, and that is the Pittsburgh Public Schools School Board member Sala Uddin joins us. Welcome, Sala.
Well, thank you very much for inviting me.
Absolutely. Glad to have you. So give me an idea. Talk to me. Basically, were all new procedures voted in at the school board meeting last night?
No. It wasn't a procedures issue. It was authorizing the solicitor to conduct a review of board policy and practice in approving contracts.
Okay.
And there's a lot of confusion because a lot of the contracts that the board undertakes are professional services contracts, and there are some of them are for products that are proprietary and owned by the software company, for example, that created the software program. So there is no competitive bidding that can accompany those contracts. So you have to have another way of vetting the value and efficacy of the contract other than competitive bidding. Competitive bidding doesn't always get you the best practice.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to take a look at how the board approves and oversees all contracts, probably above a certain amount, to make sure that we are giving it the kind of oversight that it needs.
So it's interesting as I hear you describe it today, because I'm not sure that some of the other stories that I saw on it put it as clearly for me. So there are some policies in place, but now those existing policies are going to be reviewed, and we don't know what the outcome of that review is going to be.
That's exactly right.
So,
and
go ahead.
Some of the news stories have suggested, they haven't come right out and said it, but it suggested that there have been some improprieties by administration of the school district in implementing those contracts. We intend to take a look at that. It's also been suggested that there were some improprieties in violations of the travel policy of the board. The board has a very clear policy about approving travel, especially international travel. We just approved a group going to Poland last night to look at the Holocaust educational opportunities there. And so there's been questions about our travel policy, and the solicitor will be reviewing that policy as well.
So then I don't know if you know the answer to this. So the solicitor is going to review these policies. Are these policies that were set up, you know, 2 years ago, 5 years ago, 10 years ago? Do we know how old these policies are? And are they something that should be reviewed on a regular basis?
The policies are ancient, and they do need to be reviewed on a regular basis, probably more frequently than 5 years, probably every 2 years.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So at the end of the day, I mean, we don't know how what the reviews are going to turn out. But at the end of the day, what we see happening now then is a new procedure within the school board that could work to everyone's benefit or eliminate questions.
Well, we're going to wait for the solicitor and the investigator to make recommendations. They may come back with a report that says the policies are adequate, and something else needs to change, maybe how the board implements the policy. It may not be a policy change at all, but on the other hand, it may be. They're going to make the solicitor is going to make recommendations. The attorney general has inserted himself into the process. He's going to conduct an audit and look at all the policies and make recommendations. Michael Lamb, the city controller, is also the controller of the school board. He may also make some recommendations. We'll wait till all of these recommendations are in, and the board then will decide what changes need to be made.
And what kind of timeline are we looking at? I mean, that's a lot of review process. Obviously, it's not going to be resolved before the end of this school year, correct?
That's correct. This end of this school year is going to happen in a couple of weeks.
Right. Okay. So, but I mean, I'm guessing for all this to happen, it could be months.
It could be a considerable, each level might have its own timeline.
Mm, okay.
So it depends on what is being looked at and what recommendations are being proposed as to how long it'll take. But we're starting with urgency right away.
Right away, indeed. Salahuddin, thanks so much for clarifying a lot of that for us this morning. I appreciate you and appreciate the work you do. Have a great day and a good Memorial Day weekend.
Same to you, Lynn.
All right, take care.